Well, today we have a guest joining us here on the program by phone. Josh Bohr is with us this morning. You know him from Rex Pharmacy, and Rex Pharmacy is able to offer a new service here locally that will be one that is a program that's been going on around the state now here for the last couple of days. It's a COVID-19 test collection site. Josh, how are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, very good. Hey, tell us how you got involved in this COVID-19 test as a collection site.
Yeah, very good. So Rex Pharmacy became involved through our partnership with McKesson HealthMark. And they were able to have a conversation with U.S. Health and Human Services, who were obviously interested in expanding testing across the nation. And they started a little pilot project. And about 30 stores across the nation, and Rex Pharmacy was fortunate enough to be one of the first sites selected for the first wave of testing.
Yeah, how is this a benefit for local folks to be able to have something like this so close to home?
Well, certainly, and we're excited about it. You know, I want to add that our testing is really in complement to area testing formed from, Cass County Health Systems, Cass County Public Health, or other public health systems. So just offering another option. And I think one of the benefits is that, it is free of charge to eligible patients. So patients who might be at risk, healthcare workers, people who might be symptomatic, or first responders, they would be eligible to get tested. So just expands the access locally in our case, and then nationally at other locations that are offering this testing service.
Yeah, absolutely. I looked on the website too, and it looks like there aren't a whole lot of these around our region. So this is a nice opportunity.
Correct. And for the first wave, we were one of the few starting stores, and there was one out east in Iowa in Olowine, and they're, I believe, starting next week, they're bringing on a whole new fresh set of stores, so we should start seeing more HealthMart stores and more other community pharmacies being brought into the fold as the weeks go by.
Okay, very good. Well, we've all kind of been hearing a lot about different types of tests. They've kind of evolved since we started this process just a few months ago. What will this look like for folks who don't know what they might be getting into? Explain the process to them.
Yeah, very good. So first off, to point out that this is a diagnostic test. So this is to diagnose people and whether they currently have an active infection. So different than a whole different ballgame compared to antibody testing and some of those other types of tests. So just to be clear on the type of testing that we are providing is for diagnostic testing for infection of the coronavirus. So the process and what it'll look like is you have to pre-register, and the lab that we are partnered with, it's called eTrue North, and they have an online portal. Patients can go in there and register and fill out the questionnaire to determine if they're eligible. And that website is doineedacovid19test.com. So you can go directly there and select our location and fill it out. So assuming that they are approved, they're received kind of a voucher or an authorization number. And then they're allowed to schedule a test at our site. And then they just show up at the testing at that particular testing time with their voucher, and we walk them through the process at that point.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit about the process? Because I understand this will not be something that's inside the store. This will be something outside, kind of a curbside thing.
Correct. So obviously the process has been kind of well vetted to make sure that, we minimize any risk to our staff, any risk to other potential customers of our store. So, our storefront will remain closed for our traditional workflow, drive-through and delivery is available. Now for the coronavirus testing, during our testing hours, when people come pull in, we will have signage directing them to specific locations, parking spots in the front of our store, and it will instruct them to call into the store. So at that point, our team will essentially provide, a little bit of guidance on what to expect from the test and what will happen. So it's a complete no contact. It's windows up the entire time. Patients shouldn't leave their car. They shouldn't come into the building, and they really shouldn't. They really have no reason to go through our drive-through. And we have signage and a process in place that will direct them, and we'll have a personnel member out there to guide them through the self-test process. So it is a self administered nasal swab that we then collect and mail into their lab for testing.
Okay. So once they've administered that test for themselves right there, and it's fairly simple, straightforward test, right?
Yep. I would say that it's probably not the most comfortable test. It is a nasal swab. You have to go very deep into the nasal cavity and do some swabs there and hold it for a period of time. So, you know, it's not the most comfortable test. I will let people know that, and we'll definitely provide some guidance to that ahead of time. But yeah, once the test is collected, patients simply seal it, break off the swab into the test tube that's provided, seal it up in a biohazard bag, and then drop it outside their window into a receptacle that will be provided for them. And then they are done. They essentially pull away, and we handle the rest of it, and they will be notified by email from eTrue North when their labs are ready, when their results are ready. And then at that point, they simply log back into the portal that they originally signed up on, and they can obtain their results.
Very good. Well, hopefully the results are negative, but if someone should get a positive result there, what would happen then?
Yeah, very, very good point. And you know, I must point out one thing that's different with this test is, you know, when people, you know, get the test from the local health department or from their local provider, you know, the health department is there and able to guide them in next steps. In this case, they're given some general guidance from eTrue North, but we're really encouraging anyone who gets a positive test to please contact the health department as soon as possible and let them know that they received a positive test that was taken at Rex Pharmacy. That way they can provide the appropriate guidance. So if you're here locally, contact the Cass County Public Health. If you're from outside of Cass County, you know, contact your local public health department or your primary doctor and let them know that you've received a positive test so that you can receive proper guidance.
Okay. Well, we've heard over and over again here in recent weeks that testing is kind of the key to getting through this. We need to know where it is and who might be infected. And this is just another opportunity to kind of coat the area with plenty of opportunity, right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the more testing, the better. And, you know, it's being expanded across the nation in various methods and forms. And this is just one additional option that we have available. I will point out that the initial pilot right now, as far as we know, will run through the end of May. And probably depending on results, we'll see if that testing project is extended beyond that. But for now, anyone who might be interested, I would encourage you right away to get on the website and log in and take the questionnaire to see if you're eligible.
All right. So very good. Well, the login site, the website's pretty easy to remember. DoINeedACOVID19Test.com. How do you forget that?
It's pretty clever. I don't. I wish I would have found that one. But DoINeedACOVID19Test.com. And certainly, if you have any questions on it, you can call us at our store. Our staff is well versed on it and could help to guide you through that process. But the enrollment and everything is done online at that website through their portal.
Sure. And I want to point out too, Josh, that this is something that you're doing. This is, of course, as we mentioned, it's outside the pharmacy there. It's an opportunity for folks to be able to get this service taken care of. Your staff is available there to assist, but it seems like since there's no cost to this and what have you, this is something that you folks are doing to help the community's public health awareness.
Exactly. And I think, Health Mart stores, community pharmacies and other pharmacies across the nation are, you know, looking to do their part to play in a role, filling any sorts of gaps in care, providing additional resources throughout this pandemic, and we're honored to be part of it, and we're happy to help out and provide another testing option for our community.
All right, very good. Well, that website again is doineedacovid19test.com. You do need to pre-register, but once you get that taken care of, the rest of the process is pretty simple to work through. And if you have any questions, certainly get a hold of those folks, and you can find a lot more online there as well. Josh, thank you so much. Appreciate the time here this morning, and appreciate the willingness of the folks at Rex Pharmacy to help out here with this process locally.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity.